minutes.
The signed ordinance, it's just the old pages?
Mm.
Is there even page numbers? Even pages? And is that 33, 35, 37, 39? Is there anything on the back?
I don't know. I'll have to check on it.
Will the owner of the 39 Edsel dump truck left your lights on? It's dangerous. We got mics now.
I didn't copy this very closely because I didn't have the part of this. That's why I only copy the pages I highlighted.
Okay, I call this meeting to order. At this time, Dennis will lead us in our invocation.
Right, let's pray. Father, right now, we thank you for your wisdom and your guidance in all aspects of our lives, and make our community a better place for everybody to live in, and sound decisions to be made in tomorrow's elections. Gives the people the leadership they deserve. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. We'll all stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our city clerk, Robin Deal, will read our minutes now.
City of White, City Council meeting, October 7, 2019. Present at the meeting were Mayor Kim Ballou, Councilmember Dennis Huskins, Councilmember Tina Wilhite, Councilmember Ryan Evans, Councilmember Charles Buttram, City Attorney Leslie Simmons, and City Clerk Robin Deal. The meeting was called to order by our mayor at 7 p.m. Councilmember Dennis Huskins opened the meeting with an invocation. Mayor Ballou led us in the saying of the pledge. The minutes from the meeting of September 3rd were read. Councilmember Huskins made the motion to approve the minutes, and Councilmember Wilhite, Evans, Buttram all seconded the motion. The motion carried with a 4-0-0 vote. Robin Deal reported on City Hall. She reminded everyone that early voting started on October the 14th and will be held at the Old State Patrol Station on Highway 41. Regular voting day will be held on November the 5th, and that the election will be held at the Methodist Church. Billy Baker gave updates from the Water Department. Baker stated that leaks reported at the previous council meeting were repaired and they only had one left to finish. The well that was located on the property at 30 School Street was filled in. Baker said the garbage truck had been averaging about 6,300 to 7,500 pounds a week. The Richards Road drain pipe has been TV'd and the next steps need to get underway. Baker stated the engineering drawings design project will cost about $39,500. The project will contain drawings, construction surfaces, and a contingency plan for construction. We will need these plans in order to take bids on this project. Baker reported the total cost would be about $285,000. Councilman Member Buttram made a motion to go ahead and get the construction drawings. Councilmember Huskins seconded the motion. The motion carried with a 4-0-0 vote. Baker continued his report talking about the asphalt needed to seal the cracks on Richards Road. He quoted a price of $3,500 for the project. Councilmember Huskins made a motion to have the cracks sealed on Richards Road. Councilmember Evans seconded the motion, and the motion carried with a 4-0-0 vote. Special Speaker Tammy Glavis with Nichols Colling and Associates reported to the council on the audit for 2017. The firm could not give a clean opinion on the financials and instead had no opinion due to internal controls for 2017, significant difference in general ledger to the tune of $33,331, and lack of supporting documentation were just the few items listed. Chief Barnes reported on the police department. He said he would have a patrol car with a blown motor, and to replace it would cost $6,603. Presently, they're using a backup unit. Barnes stated in September there were 109 case numbers pulled, 12 citations, and several stolen items, including a church bus from Nutter Rod and Reel. That vehicle had been recovered. Chief stated they will host a GOHS training session and roadblock on October the 17th. Barnes continues to report by stating R&W Maintenance had become the go-to place for the maintenance on patrol cars, so we keep our business local. Chief stated they were working on getting magistrate court warrants digital, which would save a lot of time. He stated we have one spare car for now. The mayor presented the food truck ordinance for the council to review. Councilmember Evans made a motion to approve the ordinance, and Councilmember Huskins seconded the motion, and the motion passed with a 4-0-0 vote. Citizens spoke at this time asking if we could set up a neighborhood watch. The chief said he would check into having someone come to speak about getting that started. Councilmember Dennis Huskins made a motion to adjourn the meeting. Councilmember Tina Wilhite seconded the motion, and the motion passed with a 4-0-0 vote. The meeting ended at 8:10 p.m. Respectfully submitted, Robin Deal, City Clerk.
Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as read?
Make a motion to approve.
A second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
At this time, Robin Deal will give our City Hall report.
Well, as previously stated, tomorrow is Election Day. The election will be held at the White Methodist Church, beginning at 7 a.m. and ending at 7 p.m. As of this moment, 24 people have voted in the election for the City of White. I know that a lot of you have said that you're going to give people rides to the polls tomorrow, and I just wanted to read you a few rules to go along with that. There is no law that would prohibit a candidate or anyone from giving a ride to the poll, but there are laws that might impact them once they arrive. The two that come to mind have to do with campaigning and voter assistance. They would not be able to display any campaign material within 150 feet of the polling place. For vehicles at your polls, this means driving into the parking lot. So no signs, stickers, magnets, t-shirts, or anything else campaign related on the car or on their person can be on in that parking lot. Anyone that is going to exit the vehicle can't wear any campaign material. There are also restrictions on who a candidate may assist while voting. Basically, they can only assist a family member. But it's a little more complicated on that, and as my election supervisor said, that we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But just understand, you can drive somebody to the poll, offer them a ride, candidate or not candidate, you can just not assist them in the voting process or have any campaign materials on or on your person or on your vehicle. Okay? Everybody got that? Okay, the next thing I'd like to present this evening is the first reading of the 2020 budget for the City of White. All the council members have their copy. You have been given the totals for the general fund to the tune of $617,750. The total for the water sewer fund of $703,600, and the total outlay from SPLOST of $180,818. You just need to review this and be ready to vote on it at the December meeting. If you have any questions about the details, you can come by my office and see me, and I will be glad to give you the details. And lastly, the paperwork that I gave you is about a company that would like to put a billboard up in the City of White. I went over it earlier. It's the sign ordinance, and then it's the paperwork from the actual company talking about where the sign's going to be, how big the sign is going to be. So I want you to look over that, and I want you to look over the sign ordinance, and then we will talk about it in the December meeting when you have familiarized yourself better with the ordinance and with what the sign company is asking. And that was all I had.
Thank you. This time, Billy Baker will give us our water department report.
Okay, kind of make it give you a little. I'm gonna give you a little history on the water system for September. We pumped out through the three pump houses we have. So 2,745,300 gallons. That was for the month of September. And then the average is 92,000 gallons per day. And the maximum we pumped for one day was 103,700 gallons. Okay, then well number one, which is right out here in the edge of the parking lot, the static level, that's the level of the water when they're not pumps not running, was 28 feet on top of the ground. Pump running, it only had a 1 foot drawdown down to 27 feet. Well two, which is the building across the road, the static level of it was 27 feet. Pump down was only 1 foot of 26 feet when the pumps was running. Well five out on Richard Road, static level was 90 feet from top of the ground. Pump running, it was 104 feet. We had a 14 foot drawdown in that particular well. Leaks were slowed down. They had one last Friday of a 3/4 inch galvanized line out down on Highway 411. We've only got one more to repair. That's over in the industrial park. And also, with all the rain, that's helping us on those leaks. As far as solid waste, for the month of September, we averaged 6,500 pounds per week. And also on the Richard Roads, the cracks in the road have been sealed, and the engineering drawings are in progress. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you. Chief Barnes.
Good evening. Past month, we've been pretty busy. We've given out 31 citations. We've arrested 10 individuals within the city. We pulled 106 case numbers. On the 17th of October, we hosted the Governor's Office of Highway Safety meeting. In that meeting, we had over 50 law enforcement officers from the region. That's probably the largest one they've had this year so far in attendance. In that road check, we arrested a DUI. We got five suspended licenses. We got an open container. We have one hands-free law violation. One violation permitting another to violate state law. Two suspended registrations. And we also gave out, I'm sorry, we didn't give them out, but we assisted 11 child safety seats. And what we did there is we just kind of pulled them to the side and educated them and, you know, helped them install child safety seat properly just in case they're in an accident or anything like that. We've also started back with our Ice Cream with a Cop program with the school system. So you'll see officers at several schools. We also have Shop with a Hero coming up in December on the 14th that morning. So that's that program. I don't know how aware you are of that, but we take 300 local children and we take them and we feed them breakfast and then we take them to Walmart and shop with them. And, you know, we give them $100 for clothing and $50 for them to buy toys or anything like that. Also, I'd like to announce our K-9 hero received a bulletproof vest from Vested Interest K-9s at no cost to the city. That finally came in last week. So that vest will stop almost any handgun round with the exception of like a .22 caliber. And it's also stab resistant too, so if anyone tries to stab me. Also, I've been looking at them, just trying to contact some utility companies. We're going to see about looking into some type of camera system to kind of watch over the city to help us out a little bit, because as you know, we've been having a lot of issues with thefts. And, you know, I talked to these residents, and nobody just has the money for alarm system. They don't have the money for cameras. They're just, they don't have these things, and we're trying to look at some cheap options, maybe. It'll be a lot cheaper than having another officer, just something we can access remotely from our cell phone, things of that nature, and we can have them kind of in each area of the city. You just have to have, like, a line of sight, so I'm trying to get that together so I can, we can come up with something that try to help combat that a little more as well. This week also, I have our radar permits for the highway. They're going to be coming up for renewal at the end of December, so I'll send that packet off to the state later this week. So, of course, that entails a lot of stuff they want to know about. You know, us as operators, they want to know about the roadway and make sure they're properly marked and those type of things. That's it.
Thank you. Okay, last month our attorney reminded me we got a little bit ahead of ourselves. We have to read the ordinance first and then vote on it the next month. So we now need to vote on our true food truck ordinance. Do I have a motion that we accept this?
Well, again. Yes.
Yes.
Second. I make a motion.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now we have the resolution to amend the joint comprehensive plan. Do I have a motion for that?
Yes, I make a motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? We need to get started on our 2018 audit. They just finished the 2017, so we're a little behind because that one took so long. We just need approval from the council to let the auditors get started on that.
I lost my voice. I suggest that we let them get started, please.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we need to look for somebody to do our building inspections, so if y'all could be looking into that. Tony Tibble has decided to retire, so we need to get somebody to do that. Okay, at this time we have a few people signed up to speak. First on the list is Ryan Evans.
We'll let everybody know about our community Christmas dinner. It's going to be December 14th. It's a Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Clayton Collins Community Clubhouse. It's going to be a completely free meal, including delivery for those that cannot get out and come to the event. We'll be delivering to those people, and hopefully we'll have no cost for the dinner. We're getting donations from local businesses and hopefully some churches involved also. And if we have any costs for the dinner, we'll have a way to offset that. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle. We're going to sell tickets $1 a piece, and half the money collected goes to the winner of the raffle, and the other half will be donated to Hickory Log and used to offset the amount that we don't have. And if you have any questions about that, about getting tickets or anything, Stephanie's got some tickets. And we're all going to try to sell some of those. So. Yes, ma'am?
Do you have to sign up for that? I mean, do you have elections that you know are coming, or do you just come?
It's going to be in the water bill. They're going to send out invitations in the water bill for it, and everybody can come to it.
Let us know if you're going to deliver it. That'll be on the water bill. All right. Let us know if you deliver it so we can talk
about it. Delivery was not on the water bill flyer. The water bill, it's already gone out, the flyer already went out, and the dinner is from 6 to 8:30 according to the flyer. So did you change your time? Because that's what I told everybody.
Oh, 6 to 8:30. It's 5 on here.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Joe Height.
I have lived here for
for 42 years, and I'm getting ready to say goodbye, and we are moving to Somerville in about 3 weeks, and I just want to say thank y'all. Dennis, you've been excellent all the years that you've been on City Council. You've never let anybody down. I mean, you've always stood for the right stuff, and I appreciate that. Ryan, the rest of y'all, thank y'all. Kim, I don't have words to thank you. I'm a grown man, yes, I get emotional, but I just thank God that you really have fought for us, and I don't see how anybody can talk about you for doing right. I mean, we have people we have citizens who can't please. I mean, they'll vote for one person, and then they'll get mad if they don't vote for another person. I mean, I vote for one who I think that God's pleased with.
Amen.
And Kim, you stay strong. I have faith in you. The other I have no faith in. I mean, I mention no names. People know him. People stand for him, but I don't see how I can do it. I mean, I stand for right and justice, and I just want to say thank you, and God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gary Chris.
Mm-hmm. Now, I had a question I wanted to ask the council concerning the use of SPLOSS money. It's my understanding SPLOSS money is designated for this certain project, is that right?
Yes.
And the other question would be, the city purchased a police car using SPLOSS money, paid only $1,000 for it. Well, that's my memory of what that was. There's nothing in the resolution that authorizes the city spend that SPLOSS money for that car.
Yes, there was. There was $100,000 designated for the police department.
So you're talking about two different things.
Well, no. 2014?
17.
So each time the SPLOSS application is made and the city has to allocate those funds towards certain events, certain
yes, ma'am.
So each application can change.
That's correct. There was a new one in 2017?
I don't know what the last one was. There, every few years. I mean, every time that the county votes to renew.
I went to the county and spoke with them about it. They told me 2014, and then the new one's 2020. I have both copies. It states you can't use 2020 until 2020, which hadn't got here yet. So I asked my question earlier. How can you use money that's not designated out of SPLOSS money?
Well, Peter Olson also told me last year that if there was money designated and you needed more money for some department that you didn't need over here, that you could do that.
Okay, I'm going to give the clerk a request tomorrow because I read that stuff and it said you cannot use that money that way. I mean, that's my opinion, and I'll request it from you tomorrow for that kind of information. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
James Cock.
I've got a complaint about the noise ordinance. We've been calling, we've called the county, we've called y'all, we've called city, all those, and nothing's been done. It's still going. And it says in the ordinance, no loud noise that annoys the neighbor. We complained about it, Just about everybody on East Rocky Street has complained.
Yes.
And nothing's been done. And another complaint I've got was I called the City of White Police Department Thursday. Left a voicemail with my name and my number from the cop. Please call me back. I hadn't had any response from that. So, you know, what kind of protection are we getting on our ordinances and stuff?
Chris, do you want to address this?
Yeah, every time we respond out there, there's no music, there's no nothing. So we can't just issue people tickets and write citations when we go out there and there's nothing there.
So it happens at 2:00 in the morning. They get back from the HR and they haven't paid.
I can verify that. I hear it in my house and I'm a long way from it.
Well, they hear it down Oak Street too.
Every time you go out there, I mean,
well, see, that's what Bartow County tells us. They keep doing it, they don't hear it.
Yeah.
But they don't come up there and sit. They can pull up in my driveway and sit in my driveway, and I guarantee you they don't hear it.
Call 911?
I'll call 911.
I'll check the history, but other than in the middle of the day, I don't have any record. You call them?
I've talked to Miss Kim. I've talked to her. You know, and nothing's been done about the rules.
Is it one certain house?
Yes.
All right, what's that house?
Mm-hmm.
What house is it?
The old
Bell place. 22.
22, East Rock. Who, they renting?
Yes.
Who do they rent from?
Austin.
I'm not sure.
Who?
Austin.
It's somebody on
Austin.
Okay.
That house wouldn't be Anna's,
right? Anna's owns it? Okay. I'll make some calls on that. So it's between 2 and 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
The worst part? Big loud music, right?
Loud music, dark.
They drive up and down the street in their car along about 4:35 o'clock when we get off work. And it rattles the windows.
Yeah, I'm just sitting in the living room watching TV. If I got a drink, that would.
It's
the boom boxes, you can see the water vibrating.
Yes.
And that's how bad it is.
I live across the street over behind this Marvin. I've been woke up by the music coming up the street.
Yeah,
and from the eternity on over there.
He kind of, the guy drives a Jeep or a Blazer. Comes in at different hours of the night.
Yes.
Might be 4:00 in the morning, might be 4:00 in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
So, but can we get something done?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Probably go over and take the cable off his bag.
Well, you know.
Okay.
I would probably do something like that if I would know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, you'd be the one in jail.
Because somebody that don't respect the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right.
We could probably take one of the dark cars that we have that don't look so much like a cop car and just cut the lights off and go somewhere and sit.
Well, like I say, they can pull up in my driveway and sit in my driveway.
Yeah. Well, if it's that loud, they should be able to hear it from
anywhere
out there.
I can hear it in my
trailer,
and the door's closed.
Well, you could hear it from here if you was outside.
Yeah. And that's why I told Carter County, you know, if they would drive up there, roll the windows down, cut their air conditioners off, they could hear it. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know if this guy lives there or.
He lives there.
Does
he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yes, the guy was locked up
already. Yeah. Well, I
understand. And one of the neighbors even yelled at him one afternoon, cut it down, and he cut it up loud.
Yeah.
And these police guys can tell you too. These people have these scanners, and they know if they've been called. If they know they've been called, you know.
They can't hear it when they go up.
Yeah, they'll turn it off.
When I call 911, they don't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And they'll cut it off.
Right.
And they'll give it about 30 or 40 minutes and then crank it back up again.
Yeah. They'll turn it down if they see one of their deputies coming through.
Yeah. If they see any sign of a police car or a sheriff's car coming up the street, they couldn't have that. But you, when you call them,
Well, you know Marvin, right?
Yeah,
well, her daughter owns it, right?
No.
Can't Marlene get Ines or whoever does own
it?
She
don't own it. She don't own it.
Oh, okay.
If she did, they'd already be gone.
That's what I'm saying. I could make a call to her, but I don't know. Allstead,
whoever else is. Yeah, this wouldn't be the house. You're not talking about house right across from Marlene, are you?
No, I'm talking about the small trailer all the way in the back.
When you turn into the park, that's the first mobile home on the way.
Yeah.
Yes, that's some kind of rental management.
Run our main.
Yeah.
Augsburg Realty.
Is the address Barchester Street in front of Cherokee and Farnsworth?
No, it's Cherokee and something, but it's not Barchester Street.
Is it Blue Moon Homes? Blue Moon Homes?
Sorry?
Blue Moon Homes?
No, it's no Blue Homes.
Blue Moon Homes, that's what the county says.
Yeah, the management.
They own a bunch of houses and stuff like that, also that they rent out. Augsburg Realty, that's the name of it. That's who I pay my property rent to.
That's right here, that's the name. I'm looking over by there.
Yes, starting spotting away.
But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. We live right across the road and we're here.
Yeah. I live right behind.
Now, I talked with Chris about it before and he'd come out, but as soon as they see him come that way, they'll cut it off. They'll wait 10 or 15 minutes. When he's gone, they just turn it right back out. You know, they're not considering it.
That's it.
Well, the next time they come, just, do you have a cell phone you can report it on, or somebody have a cell phone they can report it on?
Yeah.
Report it on a cell phone, call us, and we'll just come get a written statement, and we'll side with it.
We can
figure it out.
I can't.
We'll see if the judge will take that. Time the judge will take it. Yeah. Down. He'll realize
he's got to
do something.
I don't know if the guy lives there or he comes there to take some money to work.
No, he lives there.
He does.
The black
guy.
His name's
Cool.
Ronnie Cool.
He used to work for the city. Yeah.
You said Ronnie Cool?
Ronnie Cool. He may have been doing community service.
Yeah, there's Ronnie Senior and Ronnie Junior.
Yeah.
Junior's the one that's doing all the noise.
Yeah, if they pulled the car over, they could definitely tell. It's probably all the speakers inside.
I don't know.
They got two big old speakers back in the back end of the SUV.
Yeah.
70 old ones. And if they just played music, it wouldn't be bad.
It's that boom,
but boom, 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 boom.
Hit us a little bit on that microphone now.
Now, it's even worse.
Andrew Morgan, Holmes. Is that a phone number? Andrew Morgan.
Autumn place with that.
Mm-hmm. That ring a bell.
That's a big zip code.
I say I appreciate you jumping this.
Yeah.
And I know the rest of the neighbors and the neighbors.
Yeah.
I don't know why nobody else would get upset about that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah,
I guess I'll just have to speak for the whole neighborhood. Cause and Marvin's grandson has called the
county. Get you some country, some Merle Haggard, and play it louder than his. And then y'all have a duel there, and he'll get tired of that kind of music. He'll say, if it was music, it'd be different.
We talked about a bunch of us getting together and going over
there. It's nothing like the music he used to put.
No, it's changed.
Yeah, I say I appreciate it.
Don't start.
Before somebody ends up getting in trouble because of it.
Right.
Now somebody gonna get ill sooner or later. And as a matter of fact, I have come close to going over there trying to do myself. And I don't get no more trouble. I've been in trouble for 35 years. I'm out of it now.
Yeah.
I'm living right.
Thank you, James.
Let me ask the chief one question. Can a citizen not bring charges against him for disturbing the peace? They have plenty of witnesses.
You can go to the judge and talk to the judge about it.
They have plenty of witnesses.
That's just it. That's, a lot of times, you know, the judge will look at it and they'll be like, well, what's your evidence? We don't have any evidence. We just want to know.
You got 15 witnesses. Well, I mean, that's
it. And that's if they'll witness it. Like I said, we've had a call here, a call there, and we went out there and found nothing.
I'm sure.
And then nobody requests to meet with us or anything like that. You got to let dispatch know too with.
If we get witnesses, then
I'll bring it to the judge. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, we ain't going to the
judge. What is that fine?
All right, the judge, I don't care. I mean, something's got to be done before somebody gets in trouble bad.
What is the fine there for that disturbing case? Is that
yeah.
Right? It's sort of conduct or noise ordinance. We could probably do either one.
Yeah, okay.
Noise ordinance is the best one. It's a lot. But
they
can't say nothing if they don't hear it.
That's true.
So,
well,
you can't get them on
the noise
ordinance.
Like I said, as long as we got some witnesses and you got some type of evidence to present to the judge, then we'll move forward.
But we'll get that.
That's good.
Joseph Jensen.
I'm not here to cause any noise, but I may take you up on that SPLOST money. What I'm kind of asking is for an extension to a home. I have a travel baseball program that I run out of Adairsville now, and we have exceeded our growth potential there. We have three fields that release off of Hall Station Road, and I'm maxed out. So I currently now have about 100 kids in Bartow County playing travel sports for us. And it's a nonprofit organization, and I don't have field space for them anymore. I've contacted the city of Kingston to try to lease their field, and it's been leased out to adult softball programs. So obviously the field here behind the city hall is in rough shape, but I have spoken with one of my coaches, Brett Rampley, about trying to get it renovated. And that's where we're at. We have taken over those fields up there and done some minor changes. We have our own equipment. We just need help just trying to get started and be okay to get to the field. The infield actually is still intact. I walked the field 2 weeks ago before the heavy rains came through and left field flooded. And you can still see the infield underneath the grass. I just got to kill out the grass. And I can get it back operational. I can put bags in, plugs in, everything at my own expense. I'm not asking anything from y'all but a field to use. So, 4 nights a week, I just got to have a practice home for some children. That's it. It's on y'all as far as a leasing agreement or anything else that we need to do, but we're willing to work with the city on getting that done. I got to have a starting point, so, and from there I can run with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that. What about lights?
Well, in the fall, we use the lights in Adairsville. Baseball only runs on Wednesdays up there. You don't really need lights until the end of October. My 5A groups that I run myself are done by then. But we only use Wednesday nights because so many children are playing football that I don't push baseball in the fall. So we only go 1 day a week. I have an indoor facility in Calhoun that they use during the winter. So therefore, that's not being pushed either. But come springtime, they have to have a field, and I normally start about 6, and then they get done at 7:30. I get them off the field, and the next team comes on, and they have it until about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then they're done. So my little boys go first, and the older children go later, and then they're out. And lights aren't an issue during the spring going into the summer, but really 3 months out of the year is the only time you'd ever need lights, and I have the accommodations for that. It's just daytime is where I'm getting pushed. Especially with the girls' softball that's starting up now in Bartow County. So,
I think you could get with Mayor and everybody and work out whatever agreement y'all want to work out. It's fair with everybody. I'm for it.
Okay. We've actually, Brett and I have talked, and we have someone coming to help us from Cobb County Parks and Recreations that's volunteering his time to help us get the field in order.
Yeah, me and Brett spoke today about that a little bit. Like I said, I have numerous accounts with even Champros, like field stuff. Like, you know, we buy bags, we buy L screens, we buy everything. You know, all it costs, it just comes in. And I mean, I'm a licensed dealer. I just got to have somewhere to put it so the kids can get back to work. So this past fall, it kind of hurt us. We lost a lot of practice time. So when I heard the field, I immediately tried to contact.
So what do y'all think about it?
Well, before you make your decision, Ryan, on top of that, I also am a dealer for Sara Lee Bread. So when y'all have your dinner in town, make sure you get your dinner rolls. No, I'll donate those to you.
Way to work it there.
Yeah, I actually just did. I do the barbecue things that the White County Methodist Church does as well. Me and Glenn, you know, he buys all the dinner rolls for me. So. Like, I have no problem donating whatever it takes to help the city as well. I just, like I said, I just need a starting point from you to get started.
Do y'all have any questions for Joseph?
No motion, just, no motion needed or just. Yeah, it's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn. Nobody's got anything. She got something.
I'm here to represent Bread of Life Free Church. And if anybody has any questions about what all we're doing over there, feel free to stop in. You're more than welcome. They'll talk to you. You can come and talk to Pastor Jerry Jude or William Watkins. So that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Make a motion to adjourn.
That's
all in favor?
Aye.
We stand adjourned.